What a great sound. Pads popping for the first time in training camp Sunday morning. Shoulder pads and shorts for practice number three at the Florida Blue practice fields. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back in the practice field Sunday morning, a two-and-a-half-hour session. It was cloudy. That helped the conditions today. A little cooler and a nice breeze as well. The quarterbacks much improved today on Sunday. Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne completed plenty of deep balls today. Of course, Cecil Shorts, the third, as you would imagine, very solid today. Mike Brown had another big day as well. We'll get to that coming up. With the first day in pads, the offensive and defensive linemen got into it really for the first time today, one-on-ones against each other. Luke Jokel stood out today. The first-round pick out of Texas A&M had an excellent day in one-on-one and team 11-on-11 work as well. And it'll be interesting to see how he progresses moving forward with pads really the rest of the time in camp. Stay tuned. We'll have the play of the day coming up at the end of the show, and it involves one of those one-on-one situations. After practice today, head coach Gus Bradley met with the media and said the team was excited to get into the pads.
It was an exciting day today. The team meeting this morning was spirited because it was the first day of pads. And whenever you have that to go out there in the practice field, it just amps it up a little bit more. And I thought overall, I was impressed with the offense today. I think we challenged them in the team meeting. I told you that, you know, some things weren't acceptable, and we challenged them, and they came back, and I thought I had a good day. We'll look at tape as always, but it just felt better.
We look at the wide receiver position today. Of course, Cecil Shorts III is the clear number one on this team, with Justin Blackmon injured and facing a four-game suspension. Muhammad Massaqua is a likely candidate on the other side early. The slot position, though, is quite interesting. Plenty of names there. Jordan Shipley returns. Ace Sanders, the draft pick. But first-year wide receiver Mike Brown has really had some strong work the last 2 days. Last year, an undrafted free agent out of Liberty. Lots of hard work in the offseason, worked in rookie camp even, then vet camp, then went to Minnesota with Cecil Shorts and the crew to work with Larry Fitzgerald, and it looks like all of that hard work is starting to pay off.
Being able to come in at the rookie camp and get a lot more reps than I got at the first veterans camp really helped me and get more comfortable with the concepts, and then coming back into OTAs and getting acclimated to the quarterbacks. And then we got out to Minnesota and got to learn from, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, Chris Carter, working with Cecil every day. And then Chad and Blaine came out there. So it was just a really good situation for us.
A few notes from Sunday's practice. It was vet day for a few guys not wearing pads today, not working out. Brad Meester, the 14-year center, Jason Babin, Roy Miller on the defensive line had the day off, and Maurice Jones-Drew as well. Expect them back tomorrow. Denard Robinson worked extra before, during, and after practice today, getting work with those hands receiving. We mentioned it yesterday. It is a work in progress, and Gus Bradley said it has been addressed, and it certainly seems so today. And the Jaguars are back on the practice field Monday, 9:55 a.m., an off day Tuesday for the team. And now let's hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier as he takes a look at some of the things we've learned during the first week of training camp.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And we come to the end of weekend one of 2013 Jaguars training camp. Yes, already. And as we do, it's time for a quick look at the quick start to camp. What do we know as Sunday becomes Monday? Well, Cecil Shorts looks good early. Really good. Not surprising. We also know Allen Reisner is getting run at tight end opposite Mercedes Lewis. A little surprising. We know Ace Sanders looks good, and that Denard Robinson is a work in progress. We know J.P. Shadrick rocks a mean Panama hat, and that he does equally mean things to a sausage patty. We know Gus Bradley is fired up, always. We also know the look he's rocking is maybe a little more rocking than this look he rocked a while back. We know it's hot, real hot. Russell Allen lost 7 pounds on day one and put it all back with fluids by day two. We know some people deal with heat in their way, and other people deal with heat in other ways. We know the quarterbacks are competing, and while there's a long way to go there, someone must separate soon. We know Maurice Jones-Drew seems to have proven people wrong again because he looks quick and close to playing shape. That shouldn't be surprising, but somehow he surprises everybody every year. Mostly we know that even though a lot of us think we know a lot, we're 3 days in and aren't even in pads yet. With that in mind, as we move to week two, we'll paraphrase an old saying. When it comes to judging training camp, this thing's a marathon, and it's most definitely not a sprint.
Well, he certainly has the grace of a sports writer, doesn't he? Thank you, John, I guess. Let's take a look at the play of the day from Sunday now. It comes in one-on-one drills between the linemen. Defensive end Paul Hazel, bull rush against left tackle Mark Asper, and you see the result. What a defensive play by Hazel. Bull rushes Asper, who was cleared today. Welcome back to camp. The Jaguars are back on the field Monday morning at 9:55. Of course, we'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.